This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I'm really putting unnecessary pressure on myself. I really need to change that entry or that intro or entry to the show where it says stimulating medical talk radio. Why do I do that to myself? So I really have to make this stimulating. You know how much medical news is out there that is boringer than eating bark? And I have to try to make it stimulating. I've been able to. But, you know, at some point, it's going to run dry. The well's just going to dry up, and I'm just not going to be able to make pseudostratified columnar epithelium or retroviruses with reverse transcriptase any more interesting than I have. So just everybody keep your hopes a little bit down. However, today may be a fluke where it is going to be an interesting show. They say that maybe one way to control behavior in some of these children suffering with severe autism is to give them a fecal transplant. Now, doctors and scientists have been dying to transplant poop. We are right now, that's probably one of the biggest areas of research now. What conditions will benefit from us transplanting or making you swallow a poop pill? And I guess now they want to do that to autistic kids. I call it sick, but I see why. Gut bacteria can affect your behavior. And certain mental signals and emotional signals that you get. So maybe there's something to that, all right? They're also talking about when you suck on these mints, could they actually help prevent tooth decay? Now, I can't stand mints. If I'm going to put anything in my mouth, it's got to be chocolate. It's got to be something that's very high in calories, right? I'm not really into mints, okay? If nobody likes my breath, then don't kiss me. But apparently they think that mints can help prevent decay. So we're going to talk about that. Very exciting. Apparently, this Patient Freedom Act has drawn a lot of criticism. The Cassidy Collins bill that was earlier this week presented and proposed. So let me break it down for you. Let me tell you what it's about. It's kind of similar to the Patient Freedom Act that was proposed back in 2015 that got shot down. I'll tell you what I think about it, but I'll break it down for you. Many of you are starting a new job. And when you're starting a new job, Mackenzie, yeah, we got somebody new in the studio. D, oh, we need to haze him, and we need to haze him hard. Anyway, when you go on your first day of the job, there's some things you guys do that really mess up your career, or gals, and you're not going to advance very far. So I'm going to give you some advice on what to do your first day of the job, okay? Very good. Such as, for example, if I want to be specific for Mackenzie, what Mackenzie should do is buy every radio host, especially us doctor radio hosts, a real nice gift. Okay, no, don't do that. Don't buy presents on the first day of the job, unless, of course, I ask you to. There is mental Viagra that is now being reported all over the news, as there's this natural occurring hormone, all right, that is supposed to give you your voracious sexual appetite. They call this mental Viagra, and it's called Kiss Peptin. That sounds fake to me. Did you guys know that there's this hormone called Kiss Peptin? Okay, I've been a doctor now, medical doctor, allopathic doctor for how many years? I was in school for decades before that, and I never heard of Kiss Peptin. So to me, that sounds fake. Unfortunately, it's not, and now it's all over the news. So, for those of us that want to have a nice, voracious sexual appetite, Kiss Peptin. We have the Academy Awards nominees, Viggo Mortensen, who I've had a crush on for years. made it, who I think very well done, because Viggo Mortensen is absolutely gorgeous. And I think he's a phenomenal actor. Denzel Washington, the guy I really like who was in the Facebook movie and in that Hacksaw Ridge, him, Andrew Garfield, a lot of stars, La La Land. I still have not seen La La Land. Look, I'm big on musicals. I just have not gotten, you know, listen, I have a family of boys and men in the house. You know, who's going to come with me to watch a musical? So I got to figure out how to pull that one. So, well, we'll talk about that. Next, sleep apnea. All right, some of you guys are being offered to do your sleep apnea test at the house because you don't want to go into the sleep apnea center to be tested. Well, those could be pretty good ways of still testing for sleep apnea. However, we still don't have the USPSTF, or the United States Preventive Services Task Force, recommending adults to be screened for obstructive sleep apnea, which I think need to change. All right? Right now, they're saying there is insufficient evidence to recommend for or against screening adults. Insufficient evidence. If you have sleep apnea where you're cutting off air supply to your brain, don't you think you're going to be more at risk for heart attack and dementia? Yes. Stroke. So I want that change, but nobody ever listens to me. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly here, there's an article that Fox News put out looking at the different eating habits of President Obama and Trump. Now, President Obama, very lean. I believe he was a basketball player in Hawaii. So he has more of a lean build. Trump is a little bit more stocky. And apparently, the diets kind of reflect that. They said Obama was eating a variety of vegetables from the White House garden, maybe. I didn't know the White House garden grew vegetables that he ate. He ate fruits, nuts, salmons. He did have an occasional cheeseburger. I guess President Obama really liked cheeseburgers. Yet Trump has been very vocal about liking McDonald's, KFC, Wendy's. See, I get very nervous with the McDonald's issue because, remember, Bill Clinton loved McDonald's, and then he's had coronary artery disease, so I get a little nervous. You know, let's fix health care before you start eating too many more hamburgers, please. All right, we want you to live long, all of us. Now, but I guess President Trump says he loves McDonald's, and KFC, and Wendy's because they're free from any contaminants. Right, he'll eat pizza, he drinks Diet Coke. I guess the inauguration menu, for Obama's inauguration menu, they said there was sea scallop, shrimp, lobster, so any of us that keep kosher, we couldn't go. Cod in a cream sauce, puff pastry, winter vegetables, dessert with cinnamon apple sponge. If Trump had Angus beef, oh, I'm there, dark chocolate and juniper jus, chocolate souffle, and some lobster and shrimp. Huh. By the way, Trump likes meatloaf, too. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Yeah, I could sing. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake and Mackenzie. Yeah, we got some new fresh meat. Oh, it's awesome. For working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. I am very, very picky. You know, when it comes to who's working my dials, right? You know, this show is top notch. I mean, I've been doing the show now since 2009. And being the radio host that I am, right? And the quality, I mean, this show was probably one of the highest quality programs, right, on air, right? Am I wrong? All right, so, you know, when I hear that Genesis Communications Network, well, I'm very, very grateful for running the show, very grateful for making this happen, says they have actually a fresh set of hands on my dials. I would really like to be a part of the vetting process, okay? It's very, very picky, you know. And, you know, I got a husband, too, and he's like, wait a second, who's working your dials? And I'm like, like, I got two guys working the dials. So I've been married to you for 20 years, Cor. Yeah, I love you, but it's a now where I need two guys working the dials for my radio show. So I'm very, very impressed, very, very happy so far. But I got to give you guys some advice on what to do your first day of the new job. I didn't realize, you know, we talk about how not to get fired. We talk about, and another study has come out, how your job could really be affecting your mental stress, you know, when you're noticing signs of burnout. But we don't talk about what to do that first day of work, and especially since things seem to be changing a little bit with the economy, and maybe, you know, changing a little bit with more jobs being brought to the States, some of you guys that have been out of work may be actually finding yourself going back to work fairly soon. So what should you be doing your first day on the job? Now, Business Insider has a really nice review of 19 things you should do. Okay, see, I thought, you know, one, show up. And maybe two, wear some deodorant. But there's a little bit more to that. All right, so I've taught you guys how to get the job, right? I've taught you guys how about, you know, how to do your resume, how to do your interview, how to impress new employers, how to negotiate salary, you know, all sorts of stuff, okay? So I've taught you guys that. But now you get the job. Okay, and what if you don't have the Dr. Dahlia, you know, safety net there? So, according to Business Insider, they say, number one, you want to prepare and ask questions. Now, this comes from Mark Strong, a executive coach based in New York. And he says the first day really is more about listening, but you could go ahead and ask some questions when necessary. If you just sit there quiet all day long, people may not think you're paying attention. You see? Or they may think you're overwhelmed. But you also don't want to ask stupid questions. So what I like to do, and I've been new on multiple different jobs, whether it's in an ER, whether it's in urgent care, whether it's waiting tables, whether it's, you know, now I'm a professor at Toro University. You know, what I did was I wanted to get credit for paying attention. So that's if I paid attention. If I didn't pay attention, I kept my mouth shut. But when I paid attention, what I did is I did a little summary. And I said, so I get it. So the break room is here. So I get to take sick leave here. Don't ask that. You know, so if it's an open door policy with students, and so what you're saying is with the open door policy with students, I make sure I keep the door open, let students come in and talk to me. And then I could also have specific office hours if we need to make a certain appointments to review. Yeah, exactly. You see, so one is I summarized what they told me, and two, I got the question in there on do I have to make certain appointments, et cetera. So what you want to do is rather than just asking questions, you want to please them before you get that question in. Remember I told you guys during your interview, if somebody asked you a question, you know, and it was a good question, tell them that. So that's a good question. I don't know what my weaknesses are. I have a challenge with my handwriting, and I think I could, you know, manage my time a little bit better. Great question. You see, give them a little bit of compliment so that they're already mentally pleased before you do something that you think could be a little risky. So same thing. You have some questions and you go, gosh, I don't know if they already brought this up. Right, that's how many of you guys have been in this situation where you forgot to listen because your mind started to wander in the middle of an interview or the first day of your job? So your mind starts to wander and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get that question answered. So either I just pretend like I listened and don't know, or I look bad asking and showing that I didn't answer. That's where you did the summary. You go in with a summary. Say, so just so I got everything, you know, I want to make sure I got this all down. I come to work, I do this, I immediately go here, we send the reports here, we do this, and you mentioned, and then when it comes to the blah, 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 a lot of times they will finish your sentence for you. And that's how you kind of bring it all together. And again, letting them know that you paid attention is very complimentary. Now, this is something I've never told you guys to do. Prepare an elevator pitch. They say get ready to give a 30-second explainer of who you are and where you were before, as many new colleagues will likely ask about your previous place of employment. Be prepared, they say, to also describe what you'll be doing in this new position, since there may be people who have a vague understanding of your role or simply want to strike up a conversation. I mean, I never prepare. All right? You know, I like to wing it when I talk to people. Not that the show is winged, okay? I go through hours and hours of meticulous preparation, as you can all see. But make sure you give them the succinct information of what you want. A lot of times in the elevator, like, hi, I'm new. Yeah, I'm new. Hi. When's lunch? Oh, no. Because you don't know if there's a vice president in that elevator. Right? You don't know if your future husband or wife could be in that elevator. So what you want to do is say, you know, hi, I'm new here. You know, my name is John Smith. I'm in acquisitions and marketing and or sales and acquisitions. And, you know, it's my first day. Where did you work before? Well, you know, I was at Fredericks Hollywood. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, Fredericks Hollywood. Oh, great. Let me see. Yeah, don't do anything like that, okay? Show up early. Your first day of the job, don't get there late. Show up early, according to Terry Hockett, chief executive of What's for Work, which is a career site for women. If you haven't done the commute before, practice it a couple times during rush hour a week before so you're prepared for the unknown. But try to get there 15 minutes early. They also say figure out the social landscape. Okay? Many times you're going to have to go to happy hour or you're going to have to go to lunch. All right? There's going to be certain cliques. You need to know who you're going to mesh with. All right? You are going to, you know, if you want to later move up in ranks, you want to make sure who not to challenge, who not to compete against, or who to compete against. So you got to kind of figure out, and I get that. Right? You want to kind of know what the hierarchy is. I always kiss the wrong butt. I do that all the time. You know, and no, you don't want to do that, okay? You know, there are certain people you need to kiss butt to, so figure that out. Also, relax. Don't look tense. Don't look stressed. You're going to give off that air. Remember, everybody has animal instinct and spidey sense. So if they think you're nervous, they may think you have something to hide. They may think that you don't belong there and that you're afraid you're going to be called out. Be relaxed because you want to give off that air of comfort around you. Also, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Smile at people. Make sure your teeth are clean. All right? Make sure you introduce yourself. Smile. They say also look and play the part. Okay? You know, you don't want to be so relaxed that you're cracking jokes, because I do that a lot. So my first day, I, you know, did the joke about the rabbi and the gynecologist being in a bathtub. Don't do that. All right? Don't do that. Be conservative about your dress. Be professional. You can always make your jokes. You can always show your fun side later. But if you try to show how you're fun, if you want to already make jokes, like when's lunch or when's recess and do that kind of stuff, people will think you're a slacker. Prove yourself first, and then you can let your hair down. Okay? Don't be shy. Let people know you're there. Okay? And not in a very aggressive way. You know, but, you know, no, look, it's my first day. There are a lot of people there where, like, I cannot wait to not be the newbie at work. I was, I think, one of the last people hired recently this last year in 2016. So I cannot wait for the newbie in 2017 so I can act like I know my stuff. So if there's somebody new, I'll be like, oh, blah, 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 and then I get to show them around. So, I don't be shy, okay? Also, don't try too hard. Alright, you know, don't waste any energy. Don't try to over impress. Don't do that. Never turn down lunch. When your boss says, let's take you to lunch, and you had just heard from the coworkers that everybody hates the boss, alright, and that, you'll be made fun of, you gotta go with the boss. Do not turn down lunch. Okay? Listen and observe. When nobody's talking to you, listen and watch. Don't necessarily eavesdrop, but you've got to grasp the picture. The sooner you get comfortable and not be a newbie, the better. So you better listen and learn. You want to pay attention to how decisions are made. You want to talk to peers. You want to also show that you got a good work ethic. All right, now, I made the mistake of volunteering to do everything that nobody else wanted to do. Big mistake, because now I have all these projects that I have to finish. All right, so don't over-volunteer, but if you think somebody's hinting for you to do something, then jump on it. You want to show that you have a good work ethic, etc. Know the professional rules. Don't do any sexual harassment or make any stupid jokes. Silence your cell phone. Show interest, but be yourself. You're going to nail it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. You will notice on my Twitter and Facebook, or even on my website at drdahlia.com, there's lots of articles and health articles, sometimes health headlines, or discussions of some of the latest in health news. I write many of these articles that please feel free to look at and educate yourself on, as I've been getting multiple questions on this Patient Freedom Act of 2017 proposed by Senators Bill Cassidy and Susan Collins. So let me break this down for you really quickly. It is their first step to replacing Obamacare, and it sounds like both sides of the aisle don't like it very much. So let's break it down and figure out why everybody has their panties all up in a bunch. So, Senators Bill Cassidy. Bill Cassidy is also a physician. I believe he, I don't know exactly if he was a gastroenterologist, but I read somewhere he was actually a specialist in liver disease. So my guess is he might have been an internist that later did a fellowship in liver disease or gastroenterology. So, not entirely sure, but he is a physician. And he's a Republican from Louisiana. Now, they have State Senator Susan Collins, who's a Republican out of Maine. She's been a lifelong career politician and has done and has served the public in multiple capacities. And so they had unveiled their proposal this week for their initial replacement of the Affordable Care Act. Now, Senator Chuck Schumer said this is going to send the marketplace into absolute chaos. He thought it was an empty facade. Yet proponents of the Obamacare repeal didn't like it because it still kept Obamacare. Now, its roots dated back to 2015 when Senator Cassidy was a freshman and he drafted a bill that allowed states to opt out of the mandates, the individual, the employer mandates. It incentivized coverage and also offered catastrophic medical coverage plans for the uninsured. I'm not sure what happened back in 2015. I think everybody blew it off. But this is something I've been saying for years. Change penalties to incentives. All right? You know, ask an employer to employ somebody full-time. Ask the employer to buy their health insurance for the employee and incentivize the heck out of them. Incentivize the consumer. All these penalties and mandates and fines and taxes, it's ridiculous. Nobody wants to be beaten, you know? So, here we are in 2017, when Senator Cassidy and Senator Collins submitted their Collins-Cassidy bill, or their Cassidy-Collins bill. And it's going to be going to the House and then possibly the Senate, and the language may change. But in essence, this is what it suggested. It gave states three options. So it really starts to put the power back into the state hands, which a lot of us like. So the first option is the states could keep Obamacare. If the states want to continue to operate their health care system under the Affordable Care Act, they can. It sounds like Medicaid won't change, federal subsidies won't change, mandates won't change, the exchanges, everything will be the same. So the Senator Cassidy stated if California, New York, you love Obamacare, you could keep it. So that's one option. The next option is if a state does not want to operate under the ACA, then all that funding that the Obama administration promised to fund the subsidies and the Medicaid expansion can instead be used by the state, so they will get federal funding, to basically make their own system. They could create tax-free health savings accounts for residents with low income. It'll be a more market-based system. The HSAs could be used to purchase insurance and cost of medical care. So basically, it would transfer more power to the state and to the consumer. Then the third option is states could just reject Obamacare, reject any federal involvement, and make their own health care program designing their own system. So the states have to choose their option by the year 2018 if this passes. Then they work to implement it by 2019. It should be ready to go and in full force by 2020. What the Cassidy-Collins bill does maintain are some of the more popular ACA provisions, like prohibiting insurers from denying coverage due to pre-existing conditions, allowing children to stay on their parents' coverage up to age 26, prohibiting lifetime limits, you know. And they also added in there that if you are an elderly individual, your rates cannot be more than three times that of a younger individual. So it's going to go to the House, then possibly the Senate, but it still has a long way to go. So obviously, you know, liberals who, you know, are pro-Obamacare, you know, are like, okay, well, this is ridiculous. You're going to have every state do something different. You know, there's no uniformity. You know, where's the money going? This is just going to be an absolute chaotic mess. Yet, proponents of repealing Obamacare are like, well, wait a second. You still have some states having the mandates. You still have some states doing Obamacare. Why does Obamacare still exist? If Obamacare is poison to the healthcare system, we need to get rid of it completely. So my understanding is this is only step one. Remember, House, Senate, congressional leaders cannot do what Obama, Pelosi, Harry Reid did with Obamacare back in 2009, where it was one complete cannonball. Basically, the Affordable Care Act, to dismantle it is like defusing a bomb. If you cut the wrong wire, when you try to defuse and repeal the Affordable Care Act, it was designed to self-destruct, causing millions of Americans to lose their subsidies and, you know, lose, quote-unquote, coverage if any repeal is attempted. You see how, and we talked about this, that's how it was designed. If you try to repeal it, all right, it's like cutting the wrong wire when defusing a bomb. So, and we knew this, we predicted this years ago, you know, that if Mitt Romney got into power, or whoever, you know, came after President Obama, they would have the most difficult task of trying to undo this, and I've predicted it's going to take years to fix. So the repeal of Obamacare, that can't happen in one day, because it's going to self-destruct. It's going to blow up in the GOP's face and in American consumers' faces. All right. So, but leaving it up to the states is kind of a brilliant move on a, from a political front, because then if California keeps Obamacare and their constituents or residents, we can't say citizens because many people are benefiting off of Obamacare who aren't citizens, but if their residents can't stand it, they can't necessarily blame President Trump because it was California that decided to keep Obamacare. You see? Or if Arizona, let's say, says, to heck with this, I'm just opting out, I don't want any funding whatsoever, and then they, you know, start to, you know, go into a chaotic system where they don't have enough people getting health care, and they don't have, you know, and they don't have time to make a proper system to, you know, be a safety blanket for those who could be losing Medicaid coverage. Again, you can't really necessarily blame President Trump. They would have to then blame Arizona leaders. So I think a lot of us like the idea of transferring power to the states, because also every state is different. Right, you know, some states have great unions and great, factories and employer networks such that they're getting great insurance on employer plans. You have other states where many employers are just offering part-time work, a lot of shift work, a lot of part-time work. There's not good health insurance companies on the exchange. You know, I was looking at the exchange in my state. It looks like every single one is an HMO. Well, I don't want an HMO. You know, so for me, I would say, Nevada, let's get rid of, you know, Obamacare. Let's make our own. And, hey, if the federal government wants to give us funding, I'll take it. Let's get, you know, let's use the funding to help make sure that we still maintain those who need to be on Medicaid. Let's make sure we start these HSAs such that if they want to buy Viagra, all right, they will have to decide, you know, Viagra versus, you know, blood pressure medication. They'll have to decide because they will have to budget the money they're getting in their HSA. And so I like having that power. I like having more control over my healthcare destiny. Do I think this needs a lot of work? Oh, yeah, big time. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses. viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. Dahlia. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. If we're ever not live when you're listening to the show, please still call in. Leave your question, because I know many of you listen at different times throughout the evening or different times throughout the day or on the weekends. Please leave your question, and we will answer it on the next live show. And you can also email us your questions at drdahlia.com. So, fecal transplants and autism. Why not? They say that this small study showed that the gastrointestinal disorders that many autistic children deal with and the behavioral symptoms improved when they performed fecal transplants. Over several weeks, children experienced an improvement of about 80% of gastrointestinal symptoms, they said, and an improvement of about 25% of behavioral symptoms. According to Ann Gregory, one of the study's authors and a microbiology grad student at Ohio State, improvements remained even after the treatment was stopped. They say children with autism often have severe GI issues. And other research has shown that bacteria in the guts of children could play a role in their behavioral health. Actually, we have studies that bacteria in the gut can play a significant role to many of the, you know, much of how we feel. Remember we were talking about how during, seasonal affective disorder, where around the holidays or after the holidays, people, you know, may be more depressed, they may be more moody, and they go, oh, you know, it could be the weather and the lack of sun. Absolutely, that's seasonal affective disorder. But what if also a small part of it is we're eating a lot of crap, we're eating a lot of junk food around the holidays, drinking more eggnog, more Christmas cookies, etc. So here we are in January, February, and our gut bacteria has changed, and that's why we're a little moody. So, this is something that has been a very big focus of research, and it makes a lot of sense. So what they did is they looked at 18 children who had moderate to severe GI problems, who were treated with antibiotics to clear out much of their flora in their GI tracts. Then they were given liquids with large amounts of gut microbiota containing 99% bacteria taken from fecal donors. These transplants were performed either rectally or orally. They say children drank smoothies with smaller amounts of the microbiota in the following 7 to 8 weeks. Parents and doctors of the children aged 7 to 16 were surveyed to assess changes, and stool samples were analyzed. For 8 weeks after treatment, researchers saw a decrease in symptoms such as abdominal pain, indigestion, diarrhea, and constipation in all but two of the patients. And they said the developmental age of the children after just 8 weeks of treatments increased by 1.4 years, meaning if a child seemed to be in a remissive state such that they could only function as a five-year-old would, and let's say they're eight, they appear to, after this treatment, look like they were six and a half from a emotional and behavioral standpoint. So very interesting. They say the bacteria in the guts of children shifted towards that scene of the guts of children without autism. Researchers were surprised, and now a second phase of the study is planned. So this idea of microbiota and changing the gut microbiome, or the family and the colonies of bacteria growing in the gut, is obviously not new. We've been talking about it for years. They've been experimenting with it to help fight Clostridium difficile and other bad GI disorders. I know many people are kind of, you know, disgusted by the idea that you have to orally take in somebody else's fecal transplant, but they're putting it in pill form. They're putting it in forms such that you're not directly tasting it or putting it in your mouth. The problem with a rectal infusion of it is the microbes have to colonize. So they have to basically go through the small intestine, the large intestine, and you need many of these colonies, right, in the earlier parts of the colon. So just inserting something rectally may not go up the path to where it needs to, you know, and it's a lot easier for it to be pooped out. So that's why it appears in science oral is the more preferred way, you know, rather than a colonic or another means. And I really would like to see studies of children who don't have their appendix, people who don't have their appendix, because your appendix, I've always believed, had a function. And years ago, they discovered that, well, if you have zillions and zillions of bacteria growing within the hollow tube of the appendix, it probably shoots out these extra healthy bacteria when your body needs it. So we know that there's a mechanism in the body to make sure you could still have, you know, the good bacteria that you need. Now, we pick up a lot of bacteria. We pick up bacteria all the time. Right? Our mouths aren't sterile. We're swallowing bacteria every night. When our mouth has a chance to colonize and you kind of feel that film on your teeth and you swallow it when you swallow saliva, you're reintroducing bacteria that way from an oral route. Okay, but you have the capacity and the ability to change the type of bacteria based on the crap that you eat. Now, why isn't somebody studying, and I'm sure they are, where if you eat a lot of sugar, then the type of bacteria that is growing on your teeth and in your mouth, right, feeding on the sugar, right, is what you end up swallowing and incorporating into your gut microbiome. And I wonder if somebody would, I think this would be a great study, what if you eat vegetables? What if you brush your teeth? Okay, you know, make sure you have no sugar, you know, past, let's say, I don't know, noon. All right, eat a bunch of vegetables before you go to bed. Even if it's, I don't know, celery, whatever. You do that, and then you end up watching to see how the microbiome changes, how your gut reacts, etc. Now, somebody could say, well, Dolly, if I could stop eating sugar after noon and eat vegetables before I go to bed, I would be losing weight. Well, maybe there is something to that then. So, you know, I also wonder, you know, since you are ingesting a whole bunch of bacteria when you sleep, you know, if you change what's on your teeth and what's in your mouth, yes, we brush our teeth, but do we really sterilize our mouth? No. So these fecal transplants are the wave of the future. Hopefully you and I never need this, but they're coming up with better ways to make it more palatable. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So sleep apnea. We've talked about sleep apnea on this show so many times. All right. If you have high blood pressure, if you are overweight, if you snore, if you have memory issues, if you have depression, if you have diabetes, if you have a family history of stroke and heart attack and dementia, get a sleep study. All right. Personally, I would like everybody getting sleep studies. Because if you're getting less oxygen than your neighbor, you know, and this is happening every single night, how long before your brain starts to, you know, not work as well as your neighbor's? So it makes perfect sense. But the United States Preventive Services Task Force declared that the current evidence is insufficient to recommend for or against screening all adult patients for obstructive sleep apnea. You guys will notice that a lot of good ideas and a lot of things your doctor does is not in complete agreement with the task force. When the task force says there's insufficient evidence to recommend it, they're not necessarily saying don't do it. They're saying they don't have the cojones and enough evidence to stand on to tell you to do it. Because remember, if they make a recommendation, then people are going to demand that the insurance covers it. And remember, during Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, a lot of changes had to happen on what got covered and what didn't. Because apparently, people were getting PSAs, people were getting mammograms too often for what Obamacare could cover and manage. So a lot of the recommendations started to change. But personally, I think there are so many people, and you don't even have to be overweight to have sleep apnea. If you stop breathing in your sleep, either from an obstructive mechanism, your tongue, your jaw, being overweight, a position by where you sleep, or centrally where your body fails in the mechanism to make sure that your respiratory drive continues. It's very, very scary having, you know, central sleep apnea. But, you know, the inability to breathe in your sleep is obviously very, very dangerous. You know, why do you think so many strokes and heart attacks happen first thing in the morning? Or people say they wake up and they see their family member, you know, dead. It's because I believe sleep apnea occurs and it stresses the heart, and that's when, you know, an unfortunate event could happen. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Danger.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.